So this morning we're going to continue to pay attention to the breath and the body. So we can all start by taking a few deep breaths. And settle down on our cushions or on our chairs, relaxing on the out breath. Coming into the body, feeling that we are here, we're sitting here, we're present with what's happening right now. So the breathing is the primary object that we can always return to. It's always there. And we can observe the quality of the breathing. If it's long or short, or if it's a staccato breathing, like we did in Qigong, or if it's a slow, long breathing. It doesn't matter what it's like. We can just observe it. We don't have to change it. It's not a breathing exercise. It's an exercise of being aware of the breathing. And to be aware of the breathing, you have to be aware of whatever sensations it gives rise to. You can't really be aware of the air itself. So it's the sensations in the body, on the upper lip or nostrils or in the abdomen, stomach area, or in the chest area. Wherever you feel the breathing, or you feel some sensation or some movement, that is where you can focus your attention. As I said yesterday, I find the easiest place to be in the abdomen, the upper stomach area, because there the rising and falling movement of the breath is most obvious. And there you can usually also feel maybe some friction of clothes touching the skin or some other sensation, some warmth, some tingling, whatever is there. You can just be aware of that. Or if you prefer the nostrils, upper lip, it's the same thing there. There can be some sensations, the air touching the skin, different temperatures when the breath comes in and goes out. Whatever there is, you can be aware of it. That for some people, the breathing might be either too subtle in the beginning of the retreat when we maybe haven't developed so much concentration. Or I know that some people complain that they can't stop controlling the breath. It's difficult to just see it as it is. So then we have some alternative places which we can use as a primary object for now or all the time or just now in the beginning, whatever seems easiest for you. But we have some touch points in the body where we can always feel some sensation, and the sort of biggest area is where your body comes in contact with a pillow or a cushion or a chair. There it's always some sensation of pressure and warmth, whatever you can feel. So you can also use that as your primary object, or any place in the body where the body touches the surface, the under you, or where, for example, the hands touch each other, or even the lips where they touch each other. There's usually sensations there. So that's an alternative. But if you find the breath easy to be aware of, use that, because it's really the best way to develop concentration is to be aware of the breath. And we can also include other sensations in the body, especially if they are strong enough to catch your attention, to pull your attention away from the breath, like if there's a pain somewhere. You can be aware of that for as long as you feel that you can do it. Try to relax with the pain or breathe into the pain, but don't strain, don't force yourself. So if it gets unbearable, you just have to change your posture. And when you do that, you do it also with mindfulness and awareness. Take note of how your body is moving, what it does, because it knows how to do it, how to change. You don't really have to tell it, now move this muscle and now move that one. It does it by itself. You just have to be there and see what it's doing. If thoughts come, which they usually do, quite often actually, many times during a sitting, you realize that you traveled on the thought train to some other destination than here and now. And then you just come back to the breath again, very gently, not judging yourself, because it's perfectly normal that the mind starts thinking. It's been doing that for the whole life. So it doesn't stop right now just because you are supposed to meditate. So that is the training, actually, to bring the mind back to the meditation object when it slides away into thinking or planning, memories, daydreaming, whatever it is. Just gently bring it back. Doesn't matter if it's 100 times or 200 times. Actually, the more often you bring it back, the better it is, because that means that you're not lost for such long periods. So we continue with this more concentration-based exercise this morning and also the next sitting before lunch, and then maybe in the afternoon I'll expand the field of awareness a little more. We can also include sounds, as I said yesterday. If there are any sounds that are loud enough to catch your attention, you can pay attention to what's going on with the sound. Usually it's already there when you realize you're hearing. but then you can see if it fades away, which it usually does, if it gets stronger or weaker. And also, you can also, sounds are a very interesting area for thoughts and opinions. We have a lot of opinions about sounds, which ones we like and which ones we don't like. So you can also just be aware of that reaction in the mind, if it's a sound that you feel irritated about, or if it's a sound that you like. Just notice, no big deal, just see what the mind is doing. And don't have any expectations that the meditation should be any special way. Just let it be the way it is. That's the right way. It's always the right way to be, to see things the way they are, and not have an opinion about how they should be. Sometimes we have these preconceived ideas that meditation should always be very pleasant and peaceful. But meditation is just like life in general, you know. It's just an extension of life. So it will be ups and downs, and pleasant and unpleasant, and neutral sensations. You just have to be there and see, learn about how things are. The next session, 45 minutes, will be walking meditation. So I will tell you a little bit about that, how to do that. So walking meditation is sort of just an extension of sitting meditation. It's sitting in movement. And so you continue to be aware of the sensations in your body, and but in a more open way. You keep your eyes open, so you can also be aware of, you know, the surroundings, especially the earth, the ground where you walk on, and your body. So we can actually all stand up and just have a little try how it feels. You can do walking at very different speeds. That's the main difference, that you can go very, very, very slow and be very attentive on every little detail. And you can walk at a sort of slow but more or less normal pace. And you can also walk quite fast if you're on your way somewhere and you don't want to take it, you don't have a lot of time. So, but we're going to try first the very slow walking, because that's very interesting. We don't do that usually. So that's something that I think everybody should try. It's, you don't have to do it all the time, because then maybe there are stories about before there was a teacher who was teaching at the centers in the States and so on, who told people to walk very, very slow all the time. So it would take like an hour to go from your room to the dining hall and things like this. And we don't have to do that. Anyway, if we first just stand like we do in Qigong and just feel the body. And feel the soles of the feet. And then we can move the weight to the right foot. And you can keep your eyes open, but look down on the ground. But because you can't walk with your eyes closed, then you bump into trees and fall down into the lake and things. So better keep your eyes open. But still, now you can feel how it feels with all the weight on the right leg. And what's the left one doing? It feels much lighter, and you can start lifting the heel up a little bit. See what sensations you feel then. And maybe you can move the foot a little forward and feel how all the sensations when you put it down again, how the pressure comes. And then the right foot comes up and you feel the lightness there, maybe some tingling, whatever. And you move that forward and feel how it feels when it's sort of hanging in midair. And then you put it down slowly and feel all the sensations when the weight comes on it. So that's the really, really slow walking, where you pay attention to every little detail and every little sensation that comes, mainly in the feet, but also maybe in the legs. You can feel your pants touching and be really attentive to all the details. But then you can also walk a little bit faster, and then maybe you just pay attention not to the very small details, but to the changing of weight and the pressure on the foot. And, you know, you walk sort of in a quite normal pace. You can just feel how it feels. And then when you walk really fast, or not really, but rather fast, then maybe you just feel, you know, the soles of the feet when you put them down. And maybe you pay a little bit more attention to the surroundings, to the whatever comes in your way, so you don't bump into things and when you walk fast. It is also possible to use the noting technique when you walk. That's quite useful then. You know, you make a soft note just quietly inside your mind, lifting, moving, placing is the really slow one. And the next, the medium slow one is just lifting, placing, or right, left. Right, left is quite tricky, because if you lose your attention, you suddenly realize that you're you're on the wrong, you're saying left when you lift the right foot and so on. So that's an indicator that you've been lost for a little while. And then when you walk really fast, you can just note walking. And also seeing. You can, because even if you walk slowly or medium slow, sometimes you look up and see the surroundings, and then you can be aware of seeing. Because that's also interesting, since when we sit, we're usually not aware of seeing unless there's some inner pictures inside the mind. So seeing is one, is the, that's what we do most of the time, actually. We seeing is one of the main activities in our life, seeing things. So it's quite good to notice that sometimes. Just don't take it for granted all the time. Note that, oh, now I'm seeing this thing, this leaf that's moving or whatever it is. So, do you have any questions about the walking meditation? Was it unclear in some way? Oh yeah, I forgot that. I knew I would forget something. Yeah, when you do this formal walking meditation, you don't just amble around everywhere, you know. You choose a path, a place, you choose a place somewhere, and a path maybe about as long as this room or a little shorter, and then you go back and forth. So you're not on your way anywhere. You're just walking for walking's sake, for being aware of walking. And then when you come to the end of your path, you stop for a little moment, and then you're aware of turning, da 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 da, turning, and then you start walking again. So that's how you do the walking meditation in this very formal way, when you practice. But you should also practice walking when going from one place to another, like now leaving the hall and going out and finding yourself one of these, a path to walk on. You can still be walking meditation. And also, if you want to take a walk at lunch or something, maybe you don't want to walk on this path back and forth. So then you can still do fast walking meditation and go somewhere where you have sort of have a goal, going and coming back somewhere. But in this formal meditation, like today, tomorrow, already this afternoon, there will be also groups in this walking time. But the people that don't have a group meeting, they do this formal meditation, walking meditation back and forth. And then in other less formal times, like lunch or so, then you can do walking meditation more freely. Okay. Thank you for, yeah.
Is it okay to walk the circle?
No, circle is not so good, because what's really good is this turning, because that's where you come back. I mean, you will see that when you do walking, the mind is still there and really quite easily gets lost into thinking. Whenever you turn, you're always coming back to the here and now then. So that's what's so good about that. And I think also if you would just walk around, maybe you get dizzy in a while. So I would prefer that you walk in the straight line. Okay. Then we can start doing the walking. Just turn